Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the fourth day in the month of November 2025. The year is gradually closing in, and we just want to say, Father, thank you for the gift of life, health, strength. Thank you for how you have shielded us from all the devices of the devil. Lord, we appreciate you. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, Hearing from God. Hearing from God, Part 1. That means you can hear from God. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 28, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from John 7 to chapter 8. And our memory verse is taken from Matthew chapter 3 from verse 16 to 17. Matthew chapter 3 from verse 16 to 17, which says, And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and lighting upon heaven, saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Our Bible reading is taken from Genesis chapter 1 from verse 2 to 3. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 2 to 3. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 2 it reads, Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God hovering over the water. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. Our manual today reads, The first time God spoke in the Bible was in today's Bible reading. To understand what it takes for God to speak to you, you must study that passage of the scripture carefully. Before he spoke, the Spirit of God moved over the face of the earth. This means that God speaks whenever the Holy Spirit is in operation. If you want to hear from God, the Holy Spirit must be in operation around you. Once you know how to stir him in you, you will constantly hear from God. I hear from God frequently and when I am preaching, because usually, before I step on the altar to minister, the congregation would have spent some time worshiping God. Then when I step on the altar, I would continue to worship and eulogize God. When I am done and it is time to preach, the Spirit of God would have saturated the entire place and it would begin to speak to me. Ministers who do not hear from God will struggle because hearing from God makes ministering easy. God will tell you what and what not to do so that you won't waste your time and resources. For example, if I want to host a crusade in a particular location, I would ask him, Daddy, should I go? If he says no, then I know that going there would be a waste of time. Some ministers go to minister in different places without hearing from God first. However, when they suffer all kinds of hardship and unnecessary persecutions, they will claim that they are suffering for Jesus. Some will say that since the Bible instructs believers to preach the gospel to all nations, they will build a church in a particular location, even though they did not ask God about it, and He did not specifically instruct them to. At the end of the day, they might end up lacking the required funds to run the church, and they will begin to look for people they can manipulate into giving them money. Beloved, hearing from God and obeying His voice will always keep you at the center of His plan and provision. Even when things get difficult, as long as you are operating in His will, it will carry you through. Consistently create an atmosphere for Him to operate in your life, and He will always lead you into higher realms of His grace and glory. Today's open level comes to the key point that says, God will always speak to you when you know how to stir His Spirit in you. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.priestpalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the open heaven hour. You see all our past and our current open heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link you pop up on the search engine, copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.priestpalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.